Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution. Listen to interviews with the most influential people in the insurance industry. Learn the most important strategies, tactics, trends, and challenges facing today's independent insurance agents and brokers. New episodes every Wednesday. Visit agencyrevolution.com and click media to explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers. Subscribe today and get updates delivered right to your inbox. And now, without further delay, the Connected Insurance Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Michael Janz, co-founder of Agency Revolution, and I want to welcome you to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution, creators of Attract, a suite of powerful marketing tools and assets that enable you to spend less time on marketing and more time growing your business. Attract will give you the technology and the content you need to find your ideal prospect and turn them into your best customer. Visit agencyrevolution.com to receive a free demo of this award-winning software. I am super excited to present this interview, this conversation with you. It is with Mark Peterson, president of American Advantage Insurance. And I think it's a very important conversation because, in my mind, this represents the future of the insurance agency and the future of insurance marketing and the future of the way in which insurance agents will be communicating with their marketplace and with their customer base. Now, you will hear a number of references to what we call content marketing quick apology in advance, and that is that we also make reference to a couple of books which I have written. One, the 40% Growth Book, The New Content Marketing for Insurance Agents and Brokers, and 19 Shortcuts to Killer Insurance Marketing in Half the Time. The apology is that neither of those books are available to you right now. I did get some advanced copies out a little bit ago, but right now, kind of polishing them up, and I will make them available to you at no charge, where you can go to a landing page and download them rather than email me and then I go through the manual labor of sending them out one at a time and doing it late and keeping you frustrated. My plan here is to just get you a URL and you can download them for free. So stay tuned and I'll let you know where they're when they're available. In addition, I guess one last thing I would say, for those of you who do love to read, I'll remind you that I'm the co-author of the InsurTech book published by Wiley. And you can get a copy of that. For those of you who are watching how InsurTech is changing the industry, which hopefully is all of us, then hop on Amazon. You can get a copy of that. And that I'm a co-author. There are a lot of other authors. And I think everybody really did an outstanding job of presenting what the future of insurance looks like. So now, without further ado, it is a great privilege and honor for me to introduce you to my client, my friend, and very savvy marketer in his own right, the president of American Advantage Insurance, Mark Peterson. Mark Peterson, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Doing great, Michael. How are you?
Well, doing great. Thank you so much. So let's start with a little thumbnail sketch of who you are and how you got to be the guy you are.
Yeah, for sure. A second-generation family agency. Me and my brother bought out our dad a few years ago.
Got it.
We have a staff of 11, so we're real young, forward-thinking, using a lot of technology.
Got it. Okay, so your dad, is he still active in the agency?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, because I saw him, you know, not that long ago, so I figured he was still doing something. And you are the president.
Yep, exactly. And,
okay.
My brother.
All right. Yep. So here's why we're talking, because I know because of your membership in the Million Dollar Club that you've had a little bit of exposure to content marketing. It seems to me that it was about 1 year ago next week that I delivered one presentation on content marketing, and I may have shared with you advanced copies of my book, the 40% Growth Book, and maybe a few other tools like the 19 Secrets ebook. And then next thing I know, you are executing on content marketing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've heard it before, but when we finally were talking with you, we like, let's do this. Let's commit to it and make it happen. And you kind of gave us the outline and the structure and then made a decision to do it.
All right. So from our previous conversation, as I recall, you kind of started things in, what was it, January of this year?
Yeah.
So it was like 7 or 8 months ago, you kind of got things off the ground. All right. Okay. So I do want to put this in perspective. By the way, I mean, full disclosure to the audience. Yes, you are, a client of Agency Revolution. You're a client of mine in as much as you're a member of the Million Dollar Club. You're not an individual client, so we haven't worked in detail on this. But so I do want to put this in perspective. Prior to this effort, which obviously has been successful, prior to this, how did you communicate with the marketplace, and how did the agency communicate with its customer base?
Yeah, good question. So I guess I should first start by saying we have a niche market,
right.
You know, with the arborists, and that is been huge for us. But prior to doing the content piece of it, you know, we would go to conferences, we would do some direct mail. That was basically the way we were getting out. On the personal line side, you know, before we had Agency Revolution, we were doing the standard phone calls and all the old school stuff. So Agency Revolution really helped us, you know, get digitalized and the email side of it as well.
Got it. All right.
Your question.
Okay. And so what I'm curious what it was that inspired you to say, yes, we're going to make a commitment to delivering content to the marketplace. Maybe I gave some passionate presentation about it, but you still had to feel, you know, inspired enough to make a commitment. What was it that got you to do that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, first of all, and I'm sure we're not any different than a lot of people. We don't like cold calling. That's not
okay.
Our sales style. That's not us.
Right. Now, had you done that before? I mean, did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, got it. All right.
We're good with technology. We understand that side of it with the social and all that. And, you know, it just kind of light bulb went off and like, this is the way we're going to do it.
Okay, got it. All right. So now, again, big picture, did you and are you focusing mostly on that niche, or have you used it to branch out in a more general way to the agency customer base and marketplace in general?
Yeah, primarily to that niche.
Okay.
But again, we do a lot of personal lines as well, so we've used similar strategies in the personal lines.
Got it. All right. So let's, for the sake of this discussion, unless something else suggests itself, let's kind of focus on what you've done with that niche.
Yep.
So you have a niche. You've had a relationship for a while with arborists. How many states do you have clients in that marketplace?
Yeah. So we, you know, started in Wisconsin and have branched out to the Midwest the last kind of 2 years, so probably about 6 states, but we recently got a few more markets and expanded to about 22 states now we are actively marketing to.
Got it. All right. So let's break it down a little bit and get into the nitty-gritty. So I'm going to ask you to kind of, let's start at the beginning of a marketing process, at the beginning of the A-Core process, attract, convert, optimize, and retain. So from a content perspective, what are you doing to get your prospects into your funnel?
Yeah, so, you know, to get people in the funnel, when we first started, we went out on the internet and pulled about 600 email addresses for owners of tree businesses.
Okay.
So that was our initial base, and then we had lead funnels or freebies that we were offering in exchange to get emails. So we collected another 400 or 500 that way by people entering their email in.
Okay.
A free report or whatnot.
And when was that?
We started basically all that in January.
Okay.
Over 8 months, we've probably collected 400 to 500 more email addresses.
Okay. So you went out to a list of, 500 or 600?
Yep.
And you offered them a free report.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they engaged with the email campaign that we have, which is a weekly business.
Right. Campaign. Okay. So do you recall the name of the free report?
Yep. 8 things all successful tree businesses do.
Okay, got it. So
our first one that we did and had pretty good success with it.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about the piece of content itself. So 8 things. How long was that content?
1-page PDF.
Okay.
There wasn't much to it, but it was a paragraph under each 8. And what's been cool about this is kind of that has been our pillar piece of content that we've used going forward, and we break every weekly business tip we do kind of ties back into that overall first thing that we created.
Got it. All right. Of the 8 things, can you give us a sense of what the nature of those 8 things are?
Yeah. Like commit to safety.
Okay.
Invest in your employees.
Uh-huh.
Get involved in the state association.
Okay.
That type of thing.
Not a whole lot here about deductibles, premiums, exclusions, and other insurance terms.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing insurance related. Safety, but nothing.
Was there any other? So there was a safety emphasis on it, but did you ever mention anything about, number 8, you got to get the right insurance? Was that not even in it?
Was not in it.
Okay, got it. However, they knew who it was coming from, right?
Yep.
Okay. And now you delivered it via email. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. And as I recall, you use Active Campaigns for that.
Yep.
Okay.
Active Campaign software.
Yeah.
So we also, our product, we branded it a different name from our insurance agency. So our agency name is American Advantage,
right,
but we branded this program Arbor Risk.
Arbor Risk. Okay.
Yep. Risk.
Got it. Okay, and then there was an outbound email, and presumably they clicked on a link, a hyperlink.
Yep.
And that drove them to a landing page.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, was that Active Campaigns, or did you use a different technology?
Different technology, and that is Opt-in Monster.
Opt-in Monster. Okay. So if for people who are not aware, the two technologies that you just identified are not expensive, right?
Not at all.
Okay. Not at all. Okay. but they get the job done, and then they filled that out, and then they were able to download their report, the 8 things that arborists do, successful
yep,
arborists.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it. All right. So then,
and then they're subscribed into our email.
Okay, box. now they belong to you. Okay,
exactly.
Right, you're probably within safe ground with that original email going out once and offering something of genuine value. And of course, they can choose to unsubscribe. Did you go out to them again? To that, in other words, for the non-responders, did you go out to them again after the first initial request?
Yeah, so we set them up on a campaign,
mm-hmm,
which we're hitting them a few times to get engagement, exactly.
Got it. All right. And then, between now and then, you've also generated, I think you sent another 400 or 500 emails. So you have about 1,000 in that niche, somewhere around
yep.
that? Okay.
And they're all, they're owners of tree businesses, so it's a pretty solid list.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And you got that by you or somebody. Maybe you hired somebody. Go scour the internet and then manually identify email addresses?
Yeah. So
okay.
Good question. Our target is the more professional tree businesses. So
uh-huh.
they are parts of the state associations. They have designations, things like that. So we had the lists of the company names from those associations.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We then went out to each one of their websites, Better Business Bureau, whatever it was, to get the owner's name and then the email. So it was kind of tedious. You know, it took a couple weeks. We had a few people doing it, you know, off and on, but we manually went out and got those.
Got it. All right. So now they're in the funnel. Now, have you done anything else in the last 7 or 8 months to get prospects, not customers, just to get prospects or leads into the funnel, or was that it?
Yeah. So on our, we have a pretty good Instagram following with Arbor Risk, and we have reports that we put out there. You know, you can link in your bio. So we've done 3 ways to branch out your marketing and a few other freebies like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so clever. Okay.
We've done 5 or 6 of those.
Yeah.
That have constantly been feeding people into it.
Now, I don't know if you're measuring this, but of the lead generators or the lead magnets, as we sometimes call them, that you have put out into the marketplace, have you noticed, is there one or more that have been exceptionally attractive?
Yeah, it's that first one.
Okay.
8 things all successful tree services do. That one has by far been the...
Okay. All right. And so, and now you also have an Instagram account that is dedicated just to the arborist industry?
Correct.
Okay. And how did you attract followers for that?
So, you know, a lot of different ways. We go out and we follow certain ones that we want to track.
Okay. So in other words, if an arborist has an Instagram account, you're a follower.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, it's not for every industry, but for some reason, the tree guys love putting stuff on. Instagram's huge with them. So we realize that.
Interesting.
As opposed to Facebook, Instagram is where they
even more so,
you know, take pictures of their jobs and things like that. So we have a Treetop Tuesday is what we call it, where, you know, we say tag Arborisk, and then we'll send you some safety gear. So that's gotten a lot of attention too. Bringing new people on,
they're
posting, their friends are seeing it.
Okay,
like
cool, right, and you like their pictures.
Yeah. Another thing is engaging with them. So yeah, commenting on them, congratulating them if something comes up, liking their pictures. You know, that's huge.
Right on. Hey, really like what you did with that tree.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, got it.
Or they'll post like a safety picture, and we, you know, we can appreciate that, or however we phrase it.
Okay, and I'm asking a little bit out of personal curiosity on this. What about LinkedIn? Are they active on LinkedIn?
You know, we had just talked about that, and we did some research on how many owners are in each state that you can pull up, and there's a lot, and we have not gone down that route.
But that's, okay.
Future, we're going to do that here.
All right. And by the way, we're going to talk about that next week when I see you in Bend at the MDC meeting. So, okay.
Awesome.
All right. Okay. And you've gotten some customers. So the your effort has been, it's relatively young, but you got some new business from this.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we started out with this, we had a goal of 150,000 new business revenue from this niche for this year.
Right.
We're August now. We're about halfway there, 70,000 to
80,000.
We are close to closing a couple big ones. It's about one of them is like about a $40,000 revenue account.
Okay.
And what's great about all these, this is them reaching out to us. They saw value in us. They got the know, like, and trust factor. They were like, we want to do business with you, this large one. We want to do business with you because you support the industry and blah, blah, blah. So it's insane the different mindset that you create with a prospect when you give them value first and not just try to sell them. So great success so far.
Okay. And generally, we, you know, content marketers brag that their closing ratio is ridiculously high compared to other forms of marketing or outbound calling. How's the closing ratio been?
Yeah, I mean, we got a killer closing rate.
Okay.
we don't talk to many that we, if we get to the point where we're quoting it or talking insurance, they're already sold.
They're going
to
be your customer. Okay, yep. Got it. All right. So, so other than these reports, have you experimented with or explored other forms of content, like, for example, video?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, video's huge for us. We are in the process of doing three testimonial things with clients. Whatever, we're redoing our website right now, and we'll have those live. But we use BombBomb internally here. So when we see people that are engaging with us, we send them a personalized video embedded in the email. So that's one thing. We have video embedded in our onboarding campaigns, our renewal campaigns. So yes, huge with video.
Okay, so you've got video onboarding. So now we're talking post sale. So
yeah, that's post sale.
Yeah, yep. Okay, fair enough. We're going to circle around to that. Believe me. and pre sale videos. How can somebody consume a video if they're not a customer yet?
So in our weekly email,
yeah,
we have embedded video in those as well on some of them,
mm-hmm.
depending on the topic. We have different email series for starting a tree business, so it kind of gives them the basics for it.
Okay, yeah.
So a lot of stuff on our website that are embedded.
Okay, so I'm going to ask some, you know, just innocent questions. There's sort of no right or wrong or this, because first of all, I think you're being extremely generous having just kicked off content marketing this year. But when I heard how successful you were, I'm sorry. I just, you know,
thank you.
I wasn't going to let you wiggle off of it. Content calendar. Do you have an editorial calendar? Have you developed that yet?
Yeah, so my brother is actually the one that writes the weekly business tip.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a calendar of the upcoming topics that we talk about, and, you know, because it's a lot to plan.
Right.
So, yes, we definitely have a strategy around all of it.
Okay.
So we're prepared.
And now the weekly tip, I'm going to guess, goes to both leads and customers.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
So what we did was, and we didn't know if this was right or wrong, but we added all of our current customers to our email list,
uh-huh.
so they're getting them as well.
Sure. Okay.
Without asking them, which we
yeah.
probably should have had them opt in, but.
Yeah. Well, is anybody complaining about it?
No. And
okay.
It's a value added. So
right.
I think that it was, right.
Okay. Now, on your website, what kind of content do you have there that's not generic?
So we have, you know, part of this whole program is we have the protect and then we have the grow phase of it. So protect is the insurance, the safety, blah, blah, blah. Grow is the business solutions to help these tree guys grow. And that's what a lot of the business tips tie into is the grow.
Uh-huh. Got it.
So
okay.
Those are kind of the two main points. You know, on our website, then we have some video series, like I said, starting a tree business, how to create a good safety program, those type of things.
Okay, so some of the video content we've talked about, that's on the website, right?
Yep.
What about text? Because from an SEO perspective, of course, Google is you know not quite reading your videos, okay? So that isn't factored into the algorithm yet. Are you posting video tips or blog? Do you have a blog for your arborists or?
Yeah, so the weekly business tips that we're putting in the blog.
Yeah.
So those are all text.
Got it.
We're talking
Perfect.
About dabbling doing text and video, but right now it's all text.
Okay. All right. And now from a practical point of view, okay, I mean, it's terrific to hear about $80,000 in new revenue. It's terrific to hear, you know, I think you're about to close a $40,000 customer. But of course, it does take some investment of your time. Do you have a quote unquote, a marketer on staff, somebody on staff besides you that rolls their sleeves up and gets their hands on marketing?
Yep.
Okay.
We have a full-time marketer.
Oh, you have a full-time marketer.
Yep.
Okay. And that person.
Yeah, and we only have 11 people in our agency.
Right.
So we committed to that, and we said this is huge for us.
Yeah.
So let's get a full-time person to.
Got it.
To do a lot of that.
And what are their responsibilities?
So, you know, managing the email system, our social media platforms, any marketing pieces that we need. We did a big campaign mailing boxes out with some safety gear and things like that.
Yeah, okay.
So website content, we just redid our website, so she did all that.
And does she write some copy?
Yes.
Okay.
But a lot of it is my brother.
Yeah.
He's the writer.
Well, he's
so,
the expert,
you know,
right?
You take strengths in the everyone's strengths. I'm not a writer. So that was just not my forte to do content marketing. But he loves it, and he's good at it. So
okay.
It was a perfect fit.
All right. So now, after if somebody is in your funnel, you know, they consumed at least one lead magnet, and maybe, you know, they've been consuming some of the weekly tips. At some point, they call you. Is that typically how they reach out,
so,
or email, or what do they do?
Let me maybe step back here. So we get them to put their email in. They get put in our funnel.
Mm-hmm.
So they get the free report or whatever
right.
it is.
Yep.
Then they get dropped into the welcome sequence, which there's three emails basically introducing who we are, why we're passionate about this industry. Forget what the third one is.
Okay.
But they get three emails, and then they drop into the weekly tips.
Ah,
so they're getting the weekly tips, and we're at number 32 right now or whatever, and they're getting each one. Now, like every third email weekly tip, there's a solid call to action on there. So we're trying to get them, you know, have you looked at your safety program? Do you have an employee handbook? Those type of things. We try to put that in at the bottom of those weekly tips as a call to action.
Okay, got it. And so the call to action would be what to do what? To like hit a link and it drives to your website?
Click here, give us a call, email us back.
Okay. Now, about the safety program, do you have a program that you guide them through, or you know what do you offer?
Yeah, so we have a templated program document that we have, and we kind of walk them through and help them customize it to themselves.
Got it. Okay. And can they participate in that in some of that safety training without becoming a customer? Is that content that you're giving away, or is that post-sale content?
Great question, and it's post-sale right now, but we're actually thinking of flipping that and saying, here, let's work on this first.
Okay.
And let's go insurance
that. All right. Got it. Okay. So now, boom, they reached out to you, and they're like, they can't wait to do business with you. Finally, they have an insurance agent who understands them, and they're a customer. And, of course, in the real world of content marketing, we don't forget about them. This is where we really cultivate depth of relationships. So now they're a customer. What do they get? What kind of content can they consume?
Yeah, so like I said, we enroll the current customers into these weekly tips, so they're getting that.
Right.
But we have...
But they were getting it before.
Yeah, true.
Probably, okay. All right.
We have this grow section to our program, like I mentioned, the protect and the grow. The grow is business,
right?
Helping them do some marketing, understanding the basics, help with a website. We can give them some guidance on that. So those type of, you know, how do we actually help your business grow is more of the content once they're a client.
Okay, got it. So they get the weekly tips, right? And they get some onboarding, right? There's an onboarding package that they get?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And what about cross-selling? What other campaigns do you have?
After we sign someone up, we create an action plan, and it's kind of broken down quarterly. And that is, in essence, you know, quarter three, we're going to talk about this. And that can be an upsell, cross-sell opportunity, like, you know, let's look at your disability insurance or whatever it is at that quarter. So we kind of lay it out up front, and then we let our AR system, 90 days after this, you're going to get this email.
Okay. So you've created some custom campaigns in Agency Revolution to deliver content.
Exactly.
Okay. And so, and one of them is what? This quarterly thing where you remind them that there's, what is it, a conversation that's going to take place? Or how do you?
Yeah,
how do you do
exactly.
That? Okay.
So, this is third quarter. These are the things that we want to touch on with you. Do you have all your employee job descriptions put together? If not, let's talk.
Got it. Okay. And then if they reach out to you, you'll help them because you've got like a module, a package that you can get.
Yeah, we have a back-end login into our website that they can get all these documents.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. So now we've kind of walked through how you attract them. The conversion takes place over the phone, but the conversion rate is ridiculously high. And then there's cross-selling that takes place during the relationship throughout the year. And they are sufficiently being nurtured that my presumption is you're satisfied with your retention.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. And it's going in the right direction.
Yep.
Retention. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really lose accounts in this niche.
Okay.
once they're on with us, it's solid, which is huge.
Okay.
That's another reason why you do niches. We know the industry.
Right.
We know what they need, what they want, how to help them. So.
Okay. So do you have some things in mind that you're going to be testing or experimenting with in the next 6 to 12 months that are different?
Yeah, we do. I think a lot of this is going to go on the grow side of it, really getting deep with them on helping them get better at marketing. How do we actually get more people into their door to grow their business? And once we're positioned in that light with them, they're not going to leave us for the insurance, and that's how we get paid. And
right.
We have this other membership that we do get some revenue off of. But, it's exciting.
Okay. So I'm curious about this. If you have heard anecdotes, comments from either new customers or existing customers about this way of creating relationship.
Yeah, we've gotten great feedback. On our weekly email tip, we get about a 30% click-through rate.
Okay.
So we know that it's not everyone, but out of 1,000 people, you're getting 300 to click and read.
That's past the open rate, okay? So your open rate is higher. So a lot of people already know that even if they haven't consumed the content, that, hey, these guys are giving me value, but not everybody has time or whatever it is, okay? And so 30% of them are consuming it, right? So what kinds of things do your customers now say to you?
Yeah, I think that when my brother goes to, say, a convention,
right?
They come up to him and they all know him. And they talk to him.
Oh, you're the guy on video?
Yeah.
Yeah, gee, I never had that happen. It's like,
exactly.
I'll get in an elevator if there's an insurance event.
You know
people
all about
like,
that.
Oh, so. People talk to me like, they know me. And I'm like, I don't know you, but I know you've seen me in your inbox for the last 5 years. Okay. So
he's gotten some requests for a lot of speaking engagements.
Really?
And
okay.
Things like that.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's built a name in the industry, which is huge.
Okay. And when prospects call, I realize it's probably your brother who's closing that, but their attitude must be different than the attitude of whoever was randomly calling 2 years ago because whatever, maybe somebody said something about
you. Yeah, big time.
Right?
So it used to be, because we've had this branded program for a few years. When people call in, it was all about, give me a low rate, so it's all price driven. Now it's to the point where, I understand that you understand this industry, and I choose to work with you because you support it, you know it, that type of mentality. So it's been a big mind shift change.
All right, sweet. So as I think you'd mentioned earlier, you are second generation.
Correct.
And your dad is still active, so he at least knows what you're doing. Now, this is slightly different than the situation of other agencies and some of my other clients where dad is still fully in charge. You kind of got to make this decision yourself, but I am curious what your dad's thoughts about it are and maybe what his thoughts about it were when you were thinking of going in this direction.
Yeah, you know, we're blessed. Our dad has supported us 100%, and he gets it. I think he knows that the world has changed and the way you need to market has changed, and he's been a huge supporter of it. And it's been, I think he's really excited for us.
Got it. All right.
As long as we keep selling, I think he'll be happy.
Yeah. Okay. if we go down the road a few years, what do you think your agency looks like?
Yeah, great question. And we've talked a lot about this. Because we don't necessarily want to be just tied into one niche.
Uh-huh.
What we've done now is January 1st, 2019, we're going to be launching a second niche.
Mm-hmm.
And what's beautiful about this is we have everything set now.
You have an infrastructure in place, right? Okay.
Yeah, where we can copy this, a lot of the content, a lot of the different systems and all that into the second niche. So fast forward 3 to 4 years, we want to have 4 to 5 niches and go vertical. You know, we're not a generalist. We don't want to be a generalist. Have 4 to 5 of these that are just rocking with different email systems, and that is where we're
at. Yeah, okay. So now, retrospect, given what you know now and your experience with this kind of content marketing, if you were going to... If you're going to get on the Connected Insurance Podcast soapbox and kind of deliver a message to the insurance industry about which we all care deeply, or at least the independent insurance agency channel, what would you say? What's the message you want to deliver to your peers throughout this industry?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, I think we all know this. You know, the riches are in niches, so get your niche, commit to it, start the content, you know, commit a couple hours a week to start writing, create your systems with your email funnels and all that.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard. You know, it probably seems very overwhelming at first. Once you get going and dissecting each piece of it, the systems are pretty easy. And kind of commit to it, like I said, and understand this is a long-term play. You know, we want to become mm-hmm. the expert in the field.
Right.
We want that know, like, and trust factor.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
You know,
right.
You gotta commit to it, and yeah, that's kind of
yeah.
what I would.
Okay, got it. Sort of in closing, but I'm curious, like, what your observation is about this. Generally, with content marketing, clearly you can get some traction right away. I mean, you offer something like, you know, 8 tips for eight things all successful arborists do, and you're probably going to get a lot of hand raises. Okay. But, generally what happens is that, know, like, and trust factor, it builds over time. People are exposed to a consistent branding of you giving value to people. And then they get to consume it when it's most appropriate for them. Do you think you're seeing your presence in that niche build over time?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, if you fast forward 6 months ago, I mean, compared to today, a whole different light. And I think I anticipate this just to keep going. And like I said, we're in about 22 states now. And,
yep.
You know, a year ago, we were only in 3 or 4. So this is really going to
okay,
scale
got
quickly.
It. All right.
And that's, next year, 2019, we have some aggressive goals.
Yeah, okay.
Going to So, yeah, we'll see where this goes.
Things are rocking and rolling. All righty. Mark, you've been very generous by sharing your experience and your insights. And congratulations to your success. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Michael.
You bet. Great to talk to you. And I will see you next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to the Connected Insurance Podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share it with your peers and colleagues. Explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers by visiting agencyrevolution.com and clicking media. Subscribe and get updates delivered right to your inbox. New episodes every Wednesday.